VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. A gunman opened fire inside a bank in the southeastern state of Florida Wednesday afternoon, killing five people before surrendering to negotiators. 21-year-old Zephon Xavier was arrested after the shooting at a SunTrust bank branch in the town of Sebring. The Sebring Police Chief Carl Hoagland said at a news conference that today's been a tragic day in our community. We've suffered significant loss at the hands of a senseless criminal doing a senseless crime. The victims have not been identified. The U.S. Senate on Thursday will vote on two competing proposals to try to end the partial government shutdown now in its 33rd day. There is little sense that the bills or the votes will lead to an end to the shutdown, although some observers and participants in the debate say the debate will take place on the bill and that it has a chance of jump-starting meaningful negotiations. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has derailed next week's planned State of the Union address. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Trump was to address a joint session of Congress Tuesday, but Pelosi is denying him access to the House chamber until the government reopens.
That's a great blotch on the incredible country that we all love.
And it's forcing the president to find a backup plan.
We'll do something in the alternative.
Though he didn't say what that was. Pelosi had asked him last week to postpone the address, and the president, in essence, called her bluff earlier today by saying he'd go ahead with it. She then denied him access, which he calls a disgrace. The latest moves in their increasingly personal standoff over the shutdown.
Thailand's election commission has set March 24th as the date for the country's first general election since 2014. This is VOA News. Lawmakers in Hong Kong on Wednesday considered a bill that would make disrespecting China's national anthem a crime. The bill has raised concerns. Some say it is just one more way that China is trying to exert its influence on the former British colony. The UN Refugee Agency says thousands of Nigerian refugees are fleeing to Chad to try to escape a surge of violence in northeastern Nigeria's Borno State. Correspondent Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
UNHCR spokesman Charlie Yaxley says Chadian authorities have asked his agency to move the refugees away from the border area because of security concerns. He tells VOA UNHCR staff so far has moved some 4,200 refugees to an existing camp some 45 kilometers away.
At the moment, we don't have any indications that the fighting has spilled out across the border, but as I mentioned, the fighting in Borno State remains extremely volatile, and as a precautionary measure, it was decided to bring them further inland in order to provide them with their needs and assure their safety.
Yaxley says the UNHCR is racing against time to provide shelter and other aid to those arriving.
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro is breaking off diplomatic relations with the United States and is giving American embassy personnel 72 hours to get out of the country. Maduro made his announcement Wednesday, hours after President Trump officially recognized Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim leader and issued a blunt warning to Maduro. Trump told reporters, "We're not considering anything, but all options are on the table if there is not a peaceful transition to democracy in the South American country." Associated Press correspondent Warren Levinson reports.
The president says the U.S. government is recognizing opposition leader Juan Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela. The once prosperous South American oil-producing country has been buffeted by years of hyperinflation, economic decline, and political turmoil. Guaido, the president of Venezuela's National Assembly, declared himself interim president. Venezuelans have been marching in the streets demanding the resignation of President Nicolas Maduro, who was returned to office this month after a disputed election. The Trump statement is bound to increase pressure on Maduro to step down. Vice President Pence calls him a dictator whose election was unfair.
Teachers in Los Angeles were back in the classrooms Wednesday after their union accepted a new contract. A strike in the nation's second-largest school district had left 30,000 teachers at home. The deal gives the teachers a 6% pay increase, and the district promised to reduce class sizes over 4 years. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.